This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Dove. You use all the right skincare products for your face, but your body has been missing out. With new Dove Serum Body Wash, you can give your body the vitamin C glow it's been wanting, the hydration boost it's been craving, and the active skincare ingredients it deserves. It's time for your body care era. New Dove Serum Body Wash. Get Dove or get FOMO.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
Hello, a happy new year and welcome back to Smart TV with me, Kellyanne Taylor, and my lovely co-host, Caroline Frost.
Hello, happy new year from me as well.
It's a great week of television to start off with. We've got a few dramas, a film, of course. Let's start with After the Flood, which is on ITV1 Wednesday at 9 p.m. Now, me and Caroline will always say that the 9 p.m. slot is the goer. It's the one that every show commissioned would like to get their hands on. So the issue is, how do you make yourself stand out? The opening scene of this drama will pull you straight in. It's a pregnant police officer played by Sophie Rundle. I think you'll recognise her from Peaky Blinders, Gentleman Jack, and she's seen leaping into action. There's a river and a small town. It's burst its banks. We're looking at a world governed by climate change. There's floods. It's set in the north of England. Officers wade through waist-high water. A baby in a car seat is flowing down a current. It's all chaos. In the aftermath of this devastation, though, is where our drama starts. It's a grim discovery. The body of a dead man found in a lift in an underground car park. It's initially assumed that he merely got trapped in a torrent, but with 6 episodes to fill, doesn't take a genius to work out that there's going to be more than meets the eye. So it's police procedural, it's looking at the impact of climate change, and it's Sophie Rundle at the helm, who is absolutely phenomenal in this role, especially as a pregnant police officer. That's not something we see every day, and she's almost ready to part.
Something tells me a rush to the hospital will turn up in about, what would you say, week five, yeah. Possibly, if that long.
You're so right.
Yes, well... Wasn't Frances McDormand a big pregnant police officer in Fargo, famously? So I think they've borrowed that.
Oh, I see. I was going to say I've seen a police detective in Money Heist who was heavily pregnant, and that was a brilliant plot twist. And as you say, big pregnancy scene or birthing scene.
It just raises the stakes, doesn't it?
Definitely. So that's After the Flood, ITV1, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Now, Caroline, tell me, what do you have?
I can bring you The Tourist. Now, this has already started, so listeners might have already caught up to speed. We're at episode 3. It's getting great ratings for the second series. It didn't expect to come back for a second series, but because of the popularity of that first series, when it was Jamie Dornan out in the outback, struggling to remember exactly what had happened to him and how he got there, they have been recommissioned. It's the Williams brothers, who famously brought us The Missing and lots of other mysteries. So they know what they're doing. Safe pair of hands. Jamie Dornan on top top form. His character, Elliot, is kidnapped. There's a lot of confusion while he struggles to work out exactly why he's been kidnapped and who wants what from him. For me, the most interesting part of this whole piece is the chemistry between Jamie Dornan and his co-star, Danielle McDormand, because on the face of it, they're pretty ill-matched. We've got a former Calvin Klein model in Jamie Dornan, and we have in Danielle a woman, by her own description, a very Aussie girl next door. But trust me, the sparks between them fly off the screen. Whatever they've got, it works, and it propels the action along at a heady romantic pace. And I wouldn't be surprised if we actually see a third series as well. So enjoy The Tourist, and let us know if you think it has stood up to the first series in quality and potential.
Okay, I'm definitely going to give that a go. That's my first homework of the year.
First of many.
I have for you an offering. This is Criminal Record on Apple TV. It's going to be available from Wednesday. So this is Peter Capaldi playing a well-respected seasoned detective, and he crosses paths with an up-and-coming, dedicated, hungry, but very much in the early days of her career, detective. And what throws them into each other's orbit is an anonymous phone call about an old murder case that Capaldi's character had worked on at the time, and the two very much butt heads about how that case came to an end. I think that's enough to whet the appetite. So that's available on Wednesday, and I will definitely be watching till the very end of this series. That is Criminal Record on Apple TV.
Oh, lovely. Well, for me, Peter Capaldi can do absolutely no wrong. So I will be tuning in. I can give you a Robson Green double bill. Remember him? I mean, there was a time when Robson Green, due to his Golden Handshakes deal with ITV, was never off our screens. By his own estimation, he is a lot more selective these days. He gave an interview to This Week's Radio Times where he said he actually said he's in the last third of his life, which is a bit depressing. But what he meant was he picks subjects close to his heart that he loves and means he can go back to his beloved Northumberland. So this includes Grantchester. We are now at series 8, which is unbelievable. We're two vicars down and we're shortly to wave goodbye to the second. Tom Brittany's Will Davenport will leave at the end of this series and we'll greet a brand new vicar. Fortunately, Geordie, Robson Green's policeman, is staying put because he really is the anchor, the cornerstone of this very, very successful period drama. I mean, there's a lot going on. I've written my column in This Week's Radio Times all about what vicars do on screen in this day and age. And they really do become a pivot around whom so many plots can revolve. And of course, the act of confession means that doors do open to them. So very useful character device. And of course, all the moral dilemmas that come with them. So that's Grantchester. It's back on Thursday, 9 p.m. ITV1. Robson Green double bill is because he's also coming back with his Weekend Escapes, another second series of his beloved Northumberland. I mean, what a gig. He basically invites his best friends and people he works with. So in this series, we have Tessa Peake Jones, who appears with him in Grantchester, plus some other familiar faces, including his own brother and uncle. And he invites them to go and enjoy Northumberland with him. And then he has a serious message, which is put down your phones, go walking, go talking. He has a theory that people are more revelatory and open up more in the outdoor world. He may have a point, but do tune in. Beautiful scenery. He says it's shot on a budget. I'm not sure I believe him, but I think you will enjoy it very much. So that's two bouts of Robson Green. That second one is on Tuesday evening, BBC Two at 6:30.
Well, Caroline, you know I love anything set in nature, so I'm very keen to tune into that. The final offering that I have for you this week is a film. I'm very pleased that it's coming to terrestrial TV. So this is Nomadland, Channel 4, Saturday, 10 p.m. And this is Frances McDormand, who won a third Oscar for her role in this beautiful drama. She plays a woman who takes to the road in her camper van after losing her home. And it's all about how she finds comfort in the nomadic souls that she meets along this journey. It's meditative and it really salutes the resilience of humankind. So I think it's a wonderful watch and I'm so glad it's on terrestrial. That is Nomadland, Channel 4, Saturday, 10 p.m. Caroline, what is your final offering for listeners this week?
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm not sure if this is a public announcement, whether this is a guilty pleasure or just a genuine recommendation. Listeners will have to decide. I'm just giving you the info that Fool Me Once, which is the latest Harlan Coben thriller, is now available on Netflix. This stars Michelle Keegan, formerly of, Corey, Our Girl. She's also in Brassic. She's played Bobby Moore's wife. I mean, she does seem to have had a golden run recently. She has been recruited by the Harlan Coben crew, which of course includes his muse, Richard Armitage. So Michelle Keegan is the lead role. She plays Maya, who is some sort of military helicopter whiz. And we meet her burying her much-loved husband, Joe. Pictures of a beautiful Richard Armitage gazing at her. She weeps. She says goodbye to him at the graveside. She goes home. She sets up the nanny cam. And guess who appears in it? Yes, Joe reappears back from the dead. And the mystery begins. Harlan Coben fans will need no persuading that this story does everything he always promises on the tin. What would I call it? Potboiler. So many twists. It's like some sort of Rubik's snake, but with a big old emotional kick at the centre as well. So once again, Harlan Coben does us proud. There have been some slightly snarky reviews of this, but I think that was people already deciding what they thought before they watched it. So go and enjoy. As I said, guilty pleasure or genuine recommendation, you decide.
Yeah, well, what a cast. Joanna Lumley as well?
Yes, I haven't even mentioned Joanna Lumley.
I don't need more convincing.
You don't. Some people watched it for Joanna alone.
And I can see exactly why. Well, anyway, that's all from us this week. We hope you had a lovely Christmas break and enjoy the first week back of really, really good television. Until next week,
happy viewing.